the city of Syracuse is embarking on a series of public meetings to get final input on a project that reworks the city's dated zoning ordinance and zoning map. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The last time the city's 100-year-old zoning laws were updated was 1967.
Our community's changed a lot since then, but our land use laws, in the case of zoning, hasn't.
City planner Owen Kearney says no one in the 60s foresaw things like microbreweries or doggy daycares opening up in the city, so old ordinances can create roadblocks for certain projects. Ultimately, Kearney says this round of zoning changes would keep the things that work well and change things that inhibit growth.
So rather than maybe take 6 or 8 weeks to get a permit, maybe it could be done in 2 or 3, or maybe even some things under 2 weeks. So even the things that aren't changing a whole lot, making it a little bit more nimble.
Kearney's been leading Rezone Syracuse since 2015 and expects it will be in place by the end of this year. That's before the massive Interstate 81 reconstruction project begins. He says no matter what the configuration the state decides about replacing the current 81 overpass, there is the possibility of development in that vicinity that could require new thinking.
Having greater building densities in and around that area, having a greater mix of uses allowed, having greater building heights. That area around 81 right now is currently fairly underdeveloped.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.